Welcome to Questioning Face Value, the podcast that asks who, what, when, where, and why, but mostly why. I'm Crystal Jeffery, and I enjoy trivial knowledge.
And I'm Jessica Jeffery, and I am forced to enjoy her trivial knowledge.
Yes, you're forced to listen and smile and nod.
Welcome back to our cliffhanger.
Our cliffhanger, which turned into the entire episode. So, without further ado, here we go.
Ready for the second half of Weird Laws, One from Every State?
I am indeed.
We're going to start off the second half with Louisiana.
Let's go.
Where it is illegal to steal crawfish.
They must be really into their crawfish.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, I understand this because it's illegal to steal in excess of $1,500. So if you steal enough crawfish that doesn't total $1,500, it's not illegal?
Yeah.
But if it's valued for more than $1,500, you could spend up to 10 years in prison or receive a $3,000 fine.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And the humiliation of, what are you doing here? Well, I,
very shellfish.
You know what's not cool?
Maine?
No, Maine's cool. We like Maine.
Oh, they're, cold.
They're our buddies because they're also on the border to Canada. So,
advertising. That's all it takes to be cool in your eyes. Gotta border Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, things. What's up with Maine?
That they had to put in a law in the city of Wells that says you are not allowed to advertise on tombstones.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. So whoever got that one started, or the people that got that started, wow. I just...
I'm trying to think of who would do that to, like, what, did a relative go, oh, my dad died, but he owned this awesome restaurant. I want to keep it up, so let's advertise his restaurant on his...
I guess. I mean, this is all for me to digest, and the hyperlinks take you just to that city's official website and where this ordinance is listed and whatnot. I think your priorities are just a little messed up. Especially, who's gonna say, oh, look, that tombstone says this restaurant's really awesome. We should try this after we leave, honey.
Tombstone advertising.
Don't do it.
No. Maryland.
Maryland.
You used to live there.
I did.
Did you know that in Rockville, Maryland, it is illegal to swear while driving?
And how do they enforce this one?
I don't know. It's a $100 fine into the city swearing jar.
That would have contributed a lot to that swearing jar then. Between living there for the little bit of time I did and the mini trips we went up there to. Yep, I think I owe them a little bit of money.
Don't get caught.
Okay, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Massachusetts, which I have family there as well. It's where my stepmom grew up in Massachusetts. Yes.
I did not know that.
That it is illegal to dance, here's the talking, to the national anthem. So there was a really, really excessive patriotic law that happened in 1917, and they were just like, you're not dancing tonight. You are not allowed to dance to the Star Spangled Banner. Not that I know how that would really look.
Wow.
But they don't really have a way to enforce it because there's this thing called the First Amendment and freedom of speech and whatnot. So, yeah, you can do what you want.
You might have freedom of speech, but you don't have freedom of dancing?
Yeah.
Speech is not dancing. Or how freedom. Did you pronounce it? Dancing?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. Either way, you have freedom to do what you wish. So, they have
just
no
not
way
in
to...
Massachusetts.
And federal law is higher than state law. So even if they say, yo, you can't dance, federal law's like, well, yeah, you can.
Well, we'll see. We're not moving to Massachusetts anytime soon anyway.
But you know of. Time for your home state.
Our lovely Michigan.
Our Michigan.
Are you smitten with Michigan?
I am smitten with the mitten.
That's right. So the funny law for Michigan.
All
right. Does not apply to us.
Because we're not in Detroit?
Well, no, not only that. But in Detroit, it is illegal for a man to scowl at his wife on Sunday.
Ooh.
Very specific.
Very. Hmm. Wonder what made this one. Like, this one back in my head with all of these. It's like, why? What was the story behind that? We need to make this a law. This has to stop, guys. You need to stop dancing to the Star Spangled Banner. You need to stop putting your restaurants on the tombstones. You need to stop having Halloween fun on Sundays and without the side of the hours and all the crazy stuff we read from last week. Like, I need stories. I need to know these things.
You're not going to get them.
Probably not. Yeah, just like this next one. The story behind Minnesota and no pig greasing.
Is that like a sport with some people?
Yeah, except just don't get caught doing it in Minnesota. And since 71, it has been considered to operate, run, or participate in any activity where a pig is oiled up and released with the goal of being recaptured. You also cannot do turkey scrambles.
Which is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, you're not allowed to just let farm life out and let it run around and someone else try to, you know, snag it. What are you supposed to do in, like, the long winter months and when you're really, really bored and...
Read.
That's a good thought.
Yeah, next to my library. So, Mississippi.
Okay.
This one's actually in lieu of something the New York mayor did when the mayor was Michael Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, they made it... they made a big gulp a standard size.
Okay.
So, the mayor of Mississippi... excuse me, the governor of Mississippi, Phil Bryant, signed a law preventing his state's lawmakers from creating a rule like that,
mm-hmm.
and made it so there are no limits on big gulp sizes.
Wow. Good for him, though. That's like, I'm happy he did that. Like, I get the point of getting rid of the...
This is the crap that government doesn't need to be in on.
Well, New York, for their benefit, though, did it to help with obesity and whatnot, so they outlawed the...
You knew about this?
Yeah, they were trying to get people to not drink so much soda, and they got rid of, like, supersize and all of those huge sizes versus, you know, people just ordering too. But they were trying to just get people to make healthier choices. But a lot of people were like, hey, like, this is suppression, we can do what we want.
Yeah, people need to make healthier choices on their own. They don't need government telling them how to make their healthy choices because most people are going to rebel. Oh, you don't want me to have a big gulp the size of a toilet? I'm going to bring in a toilet and fill up my big gulp.
People are going to do what they
never have thought of that before.
So I'm going to do what they want to do, and they'll find a way to do it, legal or not. And all you're really doing now is making people buy two of something.
And adding to the economy.
And adding to the environment and waste because now they have two plastic cups to throw away versus just one. Two plastic straws and... Oh, the debates we can have. Our priorities as Americans. There's a city in Missouri called University City where it is illegal to, quote, swing upon, in quote, another person's motor vehicle and honk their horn for them.
What?
So the title for this one is, in Missouri, Tarzans are not welcome. So you're not allowed to swing upon another person's motor vehicle and honk their horn for them.
How is that?
This is a city that needs a swear jar for every time you curse in your car.
Montana. No fluff.
No fluff. What's a fluff?
FOLF. It's called Frisbee Golf.
That actually sounds like a fun sport.
You can only try and throw a frisbee as far as you can in designated frisbee golf areas.
Oh, okay.
So
it's not illegal to play fluff.
It's illegal to play fluff outside of a fluff course.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, that could be.
Well, no, does that count for kids throwing frisbees in their yards?
Well, I mean, it depends on how far you're throwing it. Is there, like, a limit on... Can't be more than 50 feet.
Oh, my goodness. And this is only in Helena, Montana, by the way.
So they can just say, I wasn't playing fluff. I was just throwing my frisbee. What's your problem? Like, how, it's like, again, how do you enforce it?
Yeah, and if they find you against this law, it could be $500 fine or 6 months in jail.
But at least you can still marry if you get arrested for playing this. Unlike in Nebraska...
I was wondering if that was a segue or what you were talking about.
You're not able to get married if you have venereal disease. So if you have any STDs, gonorrhea, syphilis, anything like that, you are not allowed to legally get married.
Can they do that?
Well, it's on their state website, so I'm thinking that's a yes.
That's so wrong.
Yeah.
Because you caught a disease while you were being less than cautious.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're not allowed to get married?
They're hardcore there. I don't know what to tell you.
Fuck Nebraska.
Please still love us, Nebraska. Your laws are just kind of jacked.
This one law, at least.
Yeah, we all have those one laws.
It's messed up.
It is. I do agree.
You know how many people make mistakes as they're growing up? And some of those mistakes turn into STIs.
Or what about the people that didn't want to have intercourse?
True. I mean, I was trying not to go down that deep road.
Sadly, things happen, or you're just a little more inebriated than usual or whatever. Yes, we all make mistakes, and some are just sadly harsher than others. Totally not right.
Wow. All right, let's move on. I don't want to talk about that anymore. Nevada. It is illegal to use an X-ray device to determine someone's shoe size.
Who would do that?
Like, what?
Maybe people that, I guess, they didn't want their shoe size taken, and there's other people going around with x-ray machines trying to get their shoe size?
Why would you?
Boredom.
Boredom.
Go grease up that pig. And in New Hampshire, it is illegal to collect seaweed at night.
Specifically at night.
At night, yes.
Wow.
And the line with Reader's Digest said that you should have thought about that before becoming a nocturnal sushi chef. Sushi chef. Say
well,
that five times fast.
Well, if you're a sushi chef nocturnally,
doesn't matter.
Hopefully you're gathering your supplies during the day.
You'd think so. Just in case you want really, really fresh seaweed and you can't wait till morning.
Who actually goes to... Okay, well, there are seaweed collectors as a profession, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you have to, yeah. I mean, we have some in our pantry right now.
New Hampshire has, like, a teeny tiny stretch of beach, doesn't it?
Yes. Depending on who you ask and how you measure it, it's about 18 miles of seashore, which is the shortest amount of coastline for any state.
So, out of all the laws we've read so far... The law that is the funniest out of New Hampshire has to deal with their teeny tiny little shoreline.
And it affects the entire state. It's not just this one little area. It's for the entire state. So even if you're, like, further north...
Further inland.
Maybe they have some seaweed somewhere else, too, that we're not aware of. I've never been up there, so that's
true.
That's interesting, though.
New Jersey.
Bring it.
It's illegal to murder people, right?
I would hope so.
It's doubly illegal to murder somebody in New Jersey if you're wearing a bulletproof vest.
So what, you go from having, like, life in prison to a couple of consecutive...
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Oh, that was a good one. New Mexico. It is not illegal to walk
Why
around...
Why is it on this list, then?
Because... Reader's Digest put it as redefining indecent exposure. So it is illegal to show your genitals or your breasts.
Thank goodness.
But it's not illegal to show your buttocks. So yes, you can run around, walk around mooning people all day long.
Just I love it.
Keep your junk in the trunk.
I love it. That's awesome. Butts are only offensive when they speak. So...
Why?
We've made it. Why? What, 9 episodes without a fart joke?
I mean, come on. Oh my gosh. We were doing good.
New York City.
New York.
Buying a bagel is usually tax-free.
Is it? Okay, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Unless you have it sliced, then it becomes an altered bagel, and you have to pay an 8% tax on it.
Wow. That makes sense, though. You can, it's
8-cent tax.
Yeah, food is tax-free unless they put any sort of prep work into it.
Slicing a bagel does not count as prep work.
They gotta make up their money somehow from not letting people get their...
So, does that count for bread, too? Can buy sliced bread in the store, is that susceptible to tax as well?
At least, well, we're not living in New York quite yet, so we'll find out when we get there. So here's one we don't really have to worry about here in Michigan.
Okay.
Down in North Carolina, it is illegal to steal grease from a restaurant. It's a misdemeanor if it's under $1,000, and a felony if it's more than $1,000 worth of grease that you are putting in that doggy bag as you're taking it home.
What is that backstory?
Welcome to my world. It was a problem. They made it a law in 2012 because it was such a big problem. And part of the reasoning is biodiesel companies weren't able to get as much oil as they needed to convert into fuel. So I guess outlawing people from taking it home gives them enough.
Yikes. Alrighty then. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
North Dakota.
Uh-huh.
More specifically, Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Okay.
It is illegal to set off fireworks after 11 p.m., regardless of the day. That includes New Year's.
Sounds pretty... Well, wait, no, it doesn't sound pretty fair.
New Year's Eve, into midnight, is when you set off fireworks.
So why can't you?
It just says it's illegal to set off fireworks after 11 p.m. in Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Those prudes.
I am not saying you're wrong.
Sorry, guys. You're going to have to join those people out in Delaware and their strict laws of trick-or-treating.
Yikes.
Only between 6 and 8 p.m.
Shh. Call back.
In Ohio, if you are an operator of an underground coal mine, you must make sure you give enough toilet paper for each toilet. So, no going cheap. No trying to cut on your costs. If there's a toilet, you need to make sure it has toilet paper so you're... employees are taken care of.
Well, yeah.
I love how the Reader's Digest put, too bad it stops at coal mines. Like, yeah, you should make sure your employees have what they need to do their job.
Right?
Clean.
Holy crap, yeah.
No pun intended?
No pun intended, but definitely okay with.
That's two butt jokes.
In one episode. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Here's a twofer.
Ooh.
It is illegal to promote, be engaged in, or be employed by a horse tipping event.
Okay.
And it is illegal to wrestle a bear.
Who would want to?
And why would there be a law? Because pretty much if you try and wrestle a bear, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to come out of that situation.
You're okay. Going to lose.
Yeah.
But I guess you get a good prize if you win. Like, you know, your still being alive. Yeah, you're still alive. So, congratulations.
Yikes. Yay.
You passed the Darwin test.
No, I disagree.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's still an idiot for trying.
True.
Just because he got lucky and survived doesn't mean he passed the Darwin test.
So Oregon also has some previous recipients of the Darwin Award.
Tell me.
Well, there's laws there.
I hope so.
Yes, there are. Sunny anarchy over there.
Anarchy.
That prohibits speed racing and different offenses of a car, a person, and a highway. So you can't have an acceleration contest or a speed contest or a race or the making of a speed or speed record or any of those things.
Boring.
But you also cannot have a test of physical endurance.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I agree with that one. That's like drive for 24 hours straight, see who falls asleep at the wheel first.
Yeah, what Reader's Digest puts in here is no more seeing how long you can steer with your teeth. I mean, my head went to trying to, like pull a car or a plane, like those strongman competitions.
Oh my gosh, no, I did not think of that.
I didn't, yeah, after reading the list, but, I mean, it kind of makes sense. If you've got a bunch of people losing body parts or lives because they're trying to test their body against a machine.
This one I am okay with.
I'm good with this one, too. Especially on the highway. You never know when somebody else is going to want to drive down and, use that expressway as well. It's not just for you and your drag race. Sharing's caring.
In Bensalem, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Bingo must be a hot conversation over there.
All right.
Unless you're a felon.
Oh, wow.
It is illegal for a felon to partake in bingo.
Okay. I've never heard of that one being lost if you become a felon.
Lots of things get lost when you become a felon. Apparently, yeah, bingo's one of them in Bensalem, Pennsylvania only.
All right, I guess you're going to have to hop to the city next door.
I guess so.
See some good bingo games there. In Rhode Island, it is illegal to impersonate an auctioneer.
It's impressive if you can.
Yeah, that would do. I know I can't. Those people are epicness.
I can sing to that country song, Sold, but that's as close to auctioneer as I get. In South Carolina, It is still illegal to both work and dance on Sundays.
Okay. That's a...
I mean, it's in the process of being repealed, but it's still on the books, so I guess they don't enforce it.
What about priests? They have to, do their sermons on Sunday.
Oh my gosh. You're right. Every time a priest gets up on his pulpit to sermonize the crowd, they're committing probably misdemeanor at this point.
Probably. Well, if they're doing it for free and it's for charity work, then they're not really getting paid for it. Does it count for work?
By the tithes. Isn't that their paycheck, the tithe?
Yeah, I mean, that goes to funding the church and whatnot, so yeah, it would be... Yeah,
funding the church is funding them.
Yes. Okay.
Anyway.
In South Dakota, it's legal to use fireworks that are approved, of course.
Approved.
To help with farming.
Very colorful farming.
Yes, there are fireworks that are used to protect their sunflower crops. And as long as you are 660 feet away from the nearest church, home, or schoolhouse, you're good to go.
Very neat, I guess.
Sounds like this law might be a little old since they had to put schoolhouse in there, not just school.
Well, alrighty then. In Tennessee, You need a permit to panhandle.
If you're panhandling, I don't know if you can afford the permit.
It's $10.
$10 can be a lot, depending
on... That's true, yeah.
$10 has been a lot for us at times.
Illegally panhandle till you get the $10 to get the permit to legally panhandle?
There you go. That's a good idea.
That's a lot. When you're hurting for money that badly, you need to panhandle. $10 can make the difference of, what we could get, three meals for that.
Yeah.
Easy.
Just don't go to Florida where it's flat out illegal and they will take you to jail for that.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
In Texas, it is illegal to throw litter out of an aircraft.
How about just it being illegal to litter?
It's illegal to throw it out of an aircraft above Galveston, Texas. I'm sorry. But yes, it should be legal to throw out litter, yes. But this one is specifically out of an aircraft.
Wow.
Which I'm not really sure how you're doing that if you're on a...
There has to be a story for that.
If you're on a Delta flight trying to throw out... I mean,
I'm sure they mean personal flights.
Yeah, like crop dusters or something.
Yes.
Don't litter. It's bad.
Leave nature the way you found it. Utah! It is a felony.
Oh, wow.
To hurl a missile into a bus terminal.
I would hope so.
Unless you are an appointed officer of the peace or commercial security personnel.
Okay.
So, officer or mall cop. Then you can... throw missiles into bus terminals. Anybody else? Nope, it's a felony.
What about a cop?
Yeah, that's what an officer of the peace is. That's a cop. Police officer.
Oh, okay. I've never heard them called as...
So, cop or mall cop?
Military?
I think that counts as Officer of the Peace, no? That yeah. I don't know, but I'm sure it... This is not an exhaustive list of... But no, wait! Why would it be illegal for anybody to throw a missile into a bus terminal? That's my thing.
Like, what are we doing putting missiles in bus terminals? What if we got that disgruntled cop that's like, you know what? Remember last week? Payback.
No.
Vermont has recently passed a law saying that there will never be a law prohibiting the use of clotheslines.
How kind of them.
They now you can sleep easy at night.
I was so terrified of my clothesline being taken away.
Exactly. I mean, now if your dryer decides to break on you and it's not the winter months, you're set.
Virginia. It is illegal to own a skunk as a pet.
Where? In Prince William County.
In Prince William County.
Okay, yeah. Alrighty. Everywhere else is safe though, right? All bets are off?
All bets are off, apparently, as skunks go. Unless you're in Prince William County.
Out in Washington State, there are two counties, Whatcom County and Skamania Counties, where, thank you for the approval that I can actually say it right for the fourth time. Fourth time's a charm. It's illegal to kill Sasquatch. The reasoning is that if there is a Sasquatch, it's going to be an endangered species. So they made it that this can be a refuge area and... Sasquatch?
Or how about... my first thought when you were saying that was... That saves all the mistakes. I killed him! He's Sasquatch! No, he's just a really hairy man.
That's what I was thinking too, actually. What I thought had happened was... I thought this guy...
was Sasquatch. And the lawmakers went, Sasquatch is gonna be an endangered species. So, illegal...
Did you see those air quotes? Endangered.
Endangered in air quotes.
But there's only a $1,000 fine if you do decide to try to kill Sasquatch.
Unless you kill somebody.
Then it's probably going to be a little bit more of a...
A little bit.
Does ignorance of the law count if you think it's Sasquatch, but it's not? And it's just a person.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
True.
In West Virginia, it is illegal to hunt birds with a drone or any other unmanned aircraft.
Oh, okay then. That's interesting.
How would you hunt a bird with a drone?
Tie a gun to it?
We are not tech savvy, are
no,
we?
No, I don't know how you would do that. Lasers?
Fight them with lasers.
Our main thing is archery in our house.
A drone cannot shoot a bow and arrow.
No idea what they're... Yeah. No,
but then again, we are not techie. They could.
They could, yeah.
We just could not know.
Yeah. Okay. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
What are they known for?
Cheese?
They are.
Yeah!
They are known for their cheese.
Yay.
That's why they have those big cheese hats on there at their football games.
Is that Wisconsin?
That is Wisconsin.
I know nothing about football, and I would care not to learn anything about football.
But you just did.
I don't.
And you're still alive and breathing. You're
forcing me. I do not consent.
All right, so Wisconsin is America's Dairyland. So they're all about their cheese and butter and that.
Moo cow.
So you pretty much have to make highly pleasing dairy products. Your cheese and butter better be worthy of the Wisconsin logo or you're in trouble.
Taste is subjective. You love raw cheese and I hate raw cheese.
Yeah.
Who and gets to say which cheese is more delicious?
And you also like Hershey chocolate and hate expensive good chocolate from England, so.
Yeah, no thank you. I don't want to spend $50 on a tiny little piece of chocolate.
Also, out in Wisconsin, cows have right-of-way on highways. They're really into their dairy out there. What can I say?
Apparently. It kind of reminded me of India. They find cows sacred, so, like, cows obviously have the right-of-way in India. I wonder what kind of Indian population they have in Wisconsin.
I think it's more of a, we like money, we need our cows alive, please don't kill them.
That's true. I would offer that most cows have right-of-way anywhere, because if it's your car versus the cow, no one's going to win.
Yeah. Just like a car against a deer.
There's no winners in that.
Yeah, no.
And we've come to the end. We've spent an entire episode finishing up our cliffhanger from last episode.
That turned into an episode.
We did not expect this.
It was a lot of fun, though.
It was. I had a lot of fun.
I enjoyed this one.
All right. Last one. Wyoming.
All right.
I like the title, so I'm going to verbatim the title. Don't buy junk from a drunk.
All right.
In Wyoming, it is illegal to buy things like metals, rubber, rag, or paper from somebody who is intoxicated.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Well, okay, so when you're drunk, you're not making the best decisions, and maybe they don't really want to sell it, and it's caused legal problems when somebody sobers up the next day and goes, oh, shit, I sold my wedding ring.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that was stolen property. Well, that's it for our podcast this week. Our cliffhanger turned into the entire podcast.
I had a lot of fun, though.
That was fun. That was very enjoyable.
Didn't learn much useful knowledge, but now you have a lot of non-useful knowledge. What do they call it?
Trivial.
Trivial knowledge,
you can bring to your next cocktail party when we have those again and impress your friends.
And remember to always
question everything.
Beyond face value.
See you next week.